Comments and stories you're about to hear may not be suitable for some. Listener discretion advised.
All right now, boys and girls, we want to introduce...
Please allow me to adjust my pants.
Listen to me.
Run as fast as you can.
I'm gonna give you what you need.
Get ready for BAM Radio.
Let me do it one more time. It's Radio BAM. Fucking idiot.
What the hell am I talking about?
It's Radio BAM.
And now. Here's BAM.
Here's BAM.
Oh, yeah. Fuck yeah. Radio fuck BAM, yeah. Series 28 Faction. I got Novak here and Will Pendarvis.
Pendar.
And Darren Miller of CKY is going to be coming in a little bit later with his wife, who was just in a new horror movie. So we're going to talk about that. But first off, we're going to talk about how last minute, Tremaine from Jackass flew us into Vegas. Like, I seriously got a phone call at 8 in the morning, and they said, do you want to go to Vegas today for the day? And I said, sure. So we go in, we fly there, right off the bat, we get into a car, drive 20 minutes out to the middle of nowhere, and then I get out of the car, they're already filming and rolling, and Travis Pastrana, who is, like, probably the best motocross dude, he did two double backflips with a motorcycle, and I think he's the only one to ever do that.
He's a nut job.
So he's sitting there, and he's like, bam, get in this car right now. It's seriously a Formula One off-road dune buggy. Jeez. And I jumped in, and I had to piss so bad on the way there, too. And the cameras came up, and it just caught me so off guard that I got in this suit, and then I buckled myself into this car and then realized I had to piss so bad. It was the scariest ride ever. I went 180 miles an hour in a Lamborghini, and that's pussy shit compared to what Travis put me through.
I thought you guys were going to fall a couple times.
I thought we were flipping, hands down.
Yeah.
He was going, like, at least 120 over these rough, like, crazy bumps. Like,
yeah, so I was going to say you were driving through the desert then.
Yeah, yeah. It wasn't like a smooth, straight desert ride. It was like, they had, like, it was almost like a
dunes.
A, like, BMX track, like, you know, like those kind of small jumps, but
yeah.
Just bam, bam, and they were bouncing. Like, the truck started shifting to where, at one point, even Travis said that he was a little nervous, but he didn't tell Bam that.
At least 4 ounces of piss came out of my dick.
I bet $100 he was going to throw up. I mean, that's how it was, just so gnarly.
When you saw it from outside, like, did you think for sure we were flipping? Because yeah. I thought we were flipping.
2 to 3 times, no, I'm like, fuck, man, they are going to flip right there. And there it is. And it just...
Was it a track or just, like, open desert?
Just open, bumpy desert. Wow. Like... so unpredictable, and he's just flooring it so bad. And he even said when it was done, he was like, man, I kind of got a little out of control on that one. I guess it was just the heat of the moment, but I thought we were flipping for sure.
Yeah.
Flipping at 120 on bumpy desert, that would suck so bad.
right after getting off a flight and just having to piss. Ugh.
So then we go to this indoor skydiving place, which is like a massive fan that blows up, and it's probably about 30 feet tall, and they insisted that we watch this instruction video that's only 5 minutes, and dipshit Novak here just claimed that he watched it even though he didn't, so like he didn't know what to do right and what to do wrong. So
it was a fucking tourist attraction. I figured it'd be easy.
So he jumps onto the fan, it blows him up 30 feet, he hits the top, and then he just...
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and then he just nosedives right to his back and neck, and he broke 2 ribs, and he's shitting blood right now.
Yeah.
And
really?
Yeah.
And his head got caught into this thing. They actually said, the skydiving place said, out of this place being open for the 15 years it's been, this is by far the worst slam that we've ever seen.
Did you get it on video?
Yeah,
big time footage. Yeah. Awesome.
I mean... in my
totally
back, and then I landed on my the way I landed, I just buckled in my neck and my back, and it looked like my back looks like I've been caned in Malaysia, man. It's just like get these, it's like grate on my back.
Show.
Well, it's kind of gone away a little bit, but
yeah,
you might be able to
see
it.
Yeah,
see it up
there,
you
go, dude. Yeah,
like 3 or 4.
Yeah, it looks like you've been caned, man. Exactly.
In Malaysia.
Caned in Malaysia.
Yeah.
Then the medic tells you.
Yeah, fucking idiot medic. God, what a.
On a scale from 1 to 10, how bad does it hurt? He's like, I don't know, fucking 9 at least. Like, What do you think's wrong with me? Well, I don't know. Could be anything.
No shit.
No shit. I could have told you that.
Wow. Who the fuck hired you?
Wow.
Motherfucker.
Smart dudes. Man, because how fast is that air blowing up to, like, carry people, you know?
I mean, it was like, yeah, the thing the family said goes like 180 miles an hour. And the worst part was, as quick as it shot me up to the roof, fucking, for some reason, the way the gravity pulled and the way that I did what I shouldn't have did, so I probably should have watched that video.
Yeah.
It sucked me down just as fast as it shot me up. You know what I mean?
Because you probably kind of stood up straight when you were up in the air, which made you really aerodynamic, and you just, like, went right back down.
Yeah, like full-blown nosedive right down.
30 feet down to a steel grate.
Yeah, awesome. Which my head went... The helmet went
through the grate. And his neck was stuck into the thing, and they had to turn the fan off and they had to pull him out.
Yeah. Were people around watching this happen?
Yeah,
did people get out of line when that happened?
Well, it was just
waiting to do it.
They shut it down for us. There was no...
Yeah, we were filming, so...
Wow,
but, I mean, everyone there was like, oh, fuck.
And then we threw in, like, rafts, and I tried to do it with an umbrella, but the umbrella busted before I could even get
the
up.
Wind was too powerful. It just shot the top off.
I think it's going to be hard to top your stunt, Novak. Anyway.
I STG'd it.
And then remember when we were done, we went to this guy who invented new skin.
Fuck, so sick.
Has the most insane house I've ever seen. Ever. It's like a whole pirate theme with like hidden caves and like
water slides
and I can't even explain how crazy it was, but like the bedroom that I was staying in, like there was a water slide that you could just leave. It was and the water slide was scary as hell. Like it was built gnarly.
There's
a 60-foot cliff too that you could jump off of into the pool. Like the whole place seems like a liability to me.
It's one big lawsuit. It's like fuck, man. I was so big that I literally only went one place and back because I knew if I veered off I'd get lost.
Well, wait, what was in your room? A water slide?
Yeah, like all like on the like back deck, like the water slide. Like a massive
right into the pool,
tube, it, like straight from fucking Disney World or something.
Yeah, it was like a theme park or something.
That house, hands down, had to be at least 10 to 20 million or
Why
something.
Why the fuck aren't we inventing makeup or something?
Makeup, it's new skin.
That's a makeup line.
No, it's like when you cut yourself, you put, like if you have a big scab, you put this new skin over it and it heals right over.
Oh, I thought it was a makeup thing. But we're still in the
Either
wrong
way,
racket.
Yeah,
we're still
shit.
In the wrong racket. So why aren't we making some kind of skin cream or something?
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, and then you tell it to say...
Oh, okay. So there's all these people down at the pool chilling, and like we're upstairs.
Like 20 people, 30 people.
We come in so hot. We're 69 in dicks in the funnel. Pure naked.
Completely naked.
And we just come shooting out of the water slide into the pool, and all these people must have just looked over like, oh, somebody must be coming down the water slide. Let's see who it is. It's just two naked dudes, 69.
But the thing is, you can't see the water slide. It goes down under the ground. It's like a tunnel. So you don't know who's coming out or when. And it shoots you out so fast that when you land in the water, it's like skipping a pebble across the water. You know how it skims over the water? That's how we came out. Like, shouts out of the cannon, and we're holding on 69 dicks, naked,
God.
Skimming across the water like a fucking pebbles.
Oh,
like you're skipping pebbles.
Then I jumped off this 60-foot pirate. It was like a pirate. Oh, my God,
so
dude. The place was so crazy.
We can literally fill this whole hour show up talking about that house.
What? Where is this house?
Vegas.
It was right near Hoover Dam.
Wow.
Yeah.
And apparently the guy has like four or five of them in different, not that same kind of house, but different themes to houses.
We're like 2 miles from the Hoover Dam and I didn't even get to see it.
And he just lets friends stay there.
Yeah,
he's
good friends
with or anything.
No. I think he's going to
start.
Maybe, but like.
Doing that.
Wow.
But Travis is good friends with him, so they were like, yeah, anybody could stay. Like, the guy wasn't there or anything, but.
Apparently, though, you're supposed to sign a release form if you go on there, is what they said. That's how much of a liability this place is.
Yeah, apparently some dude went down the water slide drunk as hell and knocked himself out and died.
Are you serious?
In the water, yeah.
Are you serious?
I'm dead serious. And I said,
get the fuck out of here.
I wonder how much that lawsuit was, and they say, you have to sign papers to even be in here. I'm like, I didn't sign shit.
I know. We didn't sign a motherfucking thing. We're down in rum and cokes left and right, completely shit-faced, 69 and naked dicks down there. We're lucky we didn't die in that fucking pirate house.
Holy shit.
That place is probably haunted for real. I didn't know that. Oh, shit. Oh, man.
And then, like, climbing up to that 60-foot cliff sketchy enough that they put, like, a skeleton, like, at the very top, so you have to, like, climb over a skeleton when you're 60 foot up in the air. It's just like a sketchy ladder.
If you fell, you would fall right to the cement or to a fucking whatever,
like a wooden
going
plank
on down.
Or something.
A sword for the plank.
And when you jump off the 60 foot cliff, like you actually have to aim into the pool because
it's
the
not
pool,
a humongous pool. It was
like the pool
wasn't as big as the house.
You could easily miss if you didn't. If there was like a big gust of wind that came, like it would blow you right to the side.
And apparently, fucking nut job Charles Pastrana does double flips off.
He did double flip. I believe. I don't know if he did it on that trip.
They said he does. Well,
they said that he did it like a year ago or something.
Regardless, man, that kid.
Jesus, dude. I mean, think about this for a minute. I mean, this is all like in what time period? Was this a day?
Yeah, this all happened one day.
This all happened one day.
This is one day in Vegas.
Then we went to see Danzig play, and then
we go to see Danzig play. Then Carrie Hart was there filming, so he invites us to his club, Wasted Space, which is it? Where some hotel, and we're in there.
It was Hard Rock Cafe.
Hard Rock Hotel. So I'm making out with this chick, full blown, man, like full. We're going at it, and I look up, I stop for a minute and look up, and I see her, like, just, I don't know how I caught it, but she looks at this dude, and the dude looks at her, and apparently it was her boyfriend.
Nice.
And he's like, he just, like, you're so fucked. But he just mouthed it, you know what I mean? Right.
I don't understand why. You were, like, licking her stomach, too.
Yeah, I was like.
Like, at the club, like.
I mean, she knew he was there, right?
I know.
Yeah, dude, he was right fucking, like.
Was he talking to you or her?
Huh?
Was he talking to you?
He was talking to the girl.
And he didn't even scream, you're so fucked. He just, like, mouthed it.
That's even
scarier.
He
didn't want to cause a scene. He probably beat the fuck out of her or something. You know what I mean? It's like. Jeez. And then I got so shitbag wasted, I ended up spitting on her and she left.
It's probably just, like,
of course,
a really drunk girl at a nightclub in Vegas and, like, you know, they think that, oh, there's somebody semi-famous, I'll let him do anything. And then the boyfriend's just sitting in the corner fucking furious.
Yeah, like, I mean, Christ.
That's a day, man.
One day.
I mean, what, going with Travis out on Formula One dune buggy.
Literally
and,
almost flipped three different
almost
times.
Almost killing yourself.
Then he breaks two ribs. Then he's shitting blood. Then we
69
see Danzig
down the funnel. in the pirate house.
Dimmu Borgir was there too.
Yeah.
The Norwegian black metal band.
Oh my God.
And then when we went back to the airport, For one, I lost my ticket right before we were boarding the plane.
Of course, did. I mean,
but the thing was, what made it 50 times worse, like any other place, I could deal with them losing a ticket, but Vegas, never. Because when you go to Vegas, you just party, you just go for it.
And I have a shot and a beer in my hand boarding the airplane.
Yeah.
I realized that my ticket fell out, so now I'm.
Ew, I almost shit my pants on that, dude. I really did.
You're fucking minging.
Dude, you gotta wipe the song for all of us.
I'm so nervous, dude, because just a blood shoot on my ass when I fart. I'm not sure.
Go ahead.
And then we go through the x-ray machine, and of course I beep because I have all this metal and stuff on. Yes. And the guy, like, recognized me, so, like, you know, he's searching me, and that's fine, and we're having a funny conversation. And shitbag Novak, he already got searched, so he's free and clear. He goes, Make sure you check the drugs that he has on him.
Oh,
I mean, it was a total joke, but I'm like, dude, shut the fuck up. Like, you can't do that at an airport. You can't do that.
On this trip, I've heard that word.
Just because I'm cracking a few jokes with a security guy doesn't mean that you could take it to that level.
On this whole trip, he said to me, you can't do that here. You can't say that. You can't do that everywhere.
Sunset Marquee, which is like a really nice hotel, and he's like sitting at the nice restaurant. He's like spitting hockers, like hocking loogies.
Hockers. Spitting hockers.
You know, like throwing a cigarette into like the bush. I'm like, dude, you can't do that here.
Would you do this, Penares? You know when you go to restaurants and they have the napkins are made out of cloth?
Yeah, he's
snotting. I blow my nose in that. Would you do that?
He's blowing snot off.
I wouldn't blow snot into a napkin that they're going to reuse.
I know. But they're going to wash it.
Yeah,
it doesn't matter. It's germs that you're giving people.
The germs that you have, dude, are not going to come out with a simple washing.
You can't do that here.
Somebody's going to wipe their baby's face with that cloth, man.
Oh, fuck.
You cannot do it here. I've probably said that 30 times since we've been
here.
Every move you make, like, and then like your ass crack will be hanging out. But, dude, you can't do that here.
You just shit in my chair, Novak. You can't do that here.
I hope, dude. So finally, I'm like, I'm so sick of hearing that. I want you to write me a manual of everything that I can't do here or can't say here.
Basically, be you.
I do. That's what I do.
I know you can't be you.
Be me.
Right.
That's dude. You gonna hire me a life coach?
You need one at that place. Because I go there all the time and they
like me.
Oh, they like my company.
They
that's
love
it.
Me.
That's your next TV show, Bam, is like a My Fair Lady thing where they take Novak and they turn him into a civilized human being. They teach him how to speak, how to eat properly.
Impossible, Pandar. It's impossible.
The rain in Spain stays mainly on the plane, man.
And then we had the waiter. Two nights ago, we were so shit-faced at the bar there, at the lobby bar, I convinced the waiter that we were going to have 2 tons of mushrooms shipped to his house, and we needed his address, and that we weren't paying the bill until he gave us his address.
And then the next day, he's like, do you remember what you say?
Of course I remember. We're holding a mushroom ring. 2 tons of mushrooms. You get 1 ton, and then I get the other.
And the package is already in the mail. Of course I remember.
Oh, my God.
Dude, those dudes think you're crazy.
They love me.
There's a reason for that.
All right, I got this brand new Rasmus.
Is Darren
from Finland
coming in?
Darren, yeah, he's going to be here at
Darren
5.
Darren from CKY.
Yeah, yeah, awesome. He's coming in soon. So, yeah.
Back
Darren
with
Miller.
CKY.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
We were listening to a new album. It sounds good, man. It's fucking awesome.
This is their new single that's playing in Europe.
Not CKY.
It's called Living in a World Without You, and this is from the album Black Roses by the Rasmus. You're listening to Radio Bam Series 28 Faction.
Fuck shit.
action, baby.
All right, good.
And now back to
Radio Bam.
Oh, yeah, that was the Rasmus from their new album, Black Roses, and the song is called Living in a World Without You. And talking about Vegas, remember how shitbag wasted Tremaine was at Carrie's Club?
Oh, my God. You've been around much more than me, but I've never seen him that annihilated.
Like, I think Tremaine is like, what, 40 years old?
Yeah, like, something like that.
And he still has, like, his whole plan of going out, like, when he's going out...
He's going out with a bang.
He wants, like, his plan is to get kicked out and beat up. Like,
yeah.
Like, he wants that to happen.
And it does, pretty much.
Was he in a fraternity?
he's that kind of, yeah, he seems like...
He may have been in a fraternity. That might be his third.
He flipped the coffee table over at Carrie Hart's place.
Well, first he started biting his shirt, tearing his shirt apart.
Yeah, and then he was tearing
his
shirt apart.
On him, ties it around his head.
Yeah.
And then he comes over and me and Ben were sitting at the table talking, and he just plops right on us. And I mean, half his shirt's off, the other half's tied around his head like fucking Rambo.
And like, we just ordered like a bottle of vodka with like all these like orange juices and stuff. And like, he just flips the whole thing over and
picks the ice bucket up,
flying.
Throws the ice bucket into the fucking, because we're like a VIP section, throws the ice bucket over the fucking barrier into the crowd. Then for like 5 minutes, these two big security guards are just sitting there tapping him on his shoulder, and me and Bam, and he's in the middle of us, are just, all right, we kind of put our hand up to, like, we're having a serious conversation, and for like probably 5 to 10 minutes, we'd sat there and talked while these security guards, and they, you know, he kicked the table, everything was everywhere, it was such a mess.
Pure firecracker.
And then we come outside, and we just see him like sitting in this corner, right out front of the hotel, the Palms, whatever it was, just sitting in this corner, like it looked like a fucking homeless vagrant. He looked like a homeless vagrant after he got thrown out of there.
And remember how bad you were busting Dimitri's balls for his gambling problem?
Dude, Dimitri, one of the filmers for Jackass, is definitely needs Gamblers Anonymous in his life, big time.
Like it's almost worse than being a heroin addict.
Yeah.
Like, his gambling problem, he spends more money, like, he blows more, like, he spends more time. He has a serious, serious gambling problem.
Jeff or somebody?
No,
Dimitri.
Dimitri.
He comes for Jackass. Yeah. And, for instance, just a random night out at my house, he was staying the night. They made a pool game bet, not $100, not, like, usually it would be like a $20 bet. Hey, I bet you $20 I'll win. No. He raked up $1,100.
Yeah, I took him for $1,100.
You made him pay.
I mean, fuck yeah, I made him pay. And then the next day we went back. The next day we had to film, and they put me in. That's when you gave me the two black eyes. So they put me in a raccoon costume. And the motherfucker went. So we did it in the woods, and he went and found poison ivy and put it all inside my suit, and I had no clue. 3 days later, I'm super allergic to poison ivy. You know how some people might get it in one spot?
Yeah.
I get it from head to toe in every fucking orifices of my body, my dick, my asshole. All he definitely got me back good. But I mean, and then after I took him for $1,100 that night, he's like, all right, now take me to Atlantic City, and he starts pulling all these VIP cards out to the hotels that he has because he fucking loses every dollar, so they beg for his fucking faggot ass to keep coming back. And then when we're in Vegas this time, he stayed up. Vegas is anywhere that has gambling is the death of him. But we see him and they're like, oh man, Dimitri's been going at it gambling. The first day we flew in, he was, you could tell he was tired. And then we actually witnessed it that day. As soon as there was a wrap, we get back to the Pirate House and it's far from the strip. He couldn't get there without a car and he didn't have a car. None of the drivers were there. But actually, one of the drivers were there, but Tremaine and all of us were like, dude, don't let anybody leave. Like, let's see how long he can fucking go without getting back to the strip so he can gamble, because he was dying. He just wanted to hurry up. And you could see him, like, pacing, walking.
Oh, he was, like, stomping his feet. Like, he was
true
actually
addict.
Pacing back and forth, like, because he wanted to be at the casino so bad.
Yeah, like, he's like, come on, anyone ready? Let's go, come on, let's go.
And, like, his mentality is, like...
He would have started walking, or he would have done anything. He would have probably eventually stolen a car get to gamble.
Yeah, he would have.
Yeah.
And he's the type of dude that, like, if he's $10,000 in the hole, he'll still be like, It don't matter, because I'm coming
I'm going to get it back.
I'm gonna get
next
it back.
Roll.
I'm going to get it back, and then you'll be 20 grand in the hole, and then you'll be like, doesn't matter, because I'm going to win it all back. And then, like,
so we,
end-
we filmed this whole documentary of him wanting to gamble so bad and interviewing him and shit, and then we're like, all right, we're going to the Danzig show, so that's when we decided to go back to the Strip. And we're like, but Dimitri, the only way you can come is if you stand by our side the whole time and you cannot gamble. You got to watch the whole concert. Because he just didn't even care about seeing Danzig. He just wanted to go fucking just get to the casino. So like, you got to stand next to us the whole time or we're not even going to go. You know? So he stands there, and then finally we just get sick of babysitting him. So he's like, go gamble. Cause that's what you want to do anyways. So after the show and shit, I see him. We have a couple drinks with him. And it's late at this point. It's probably 2:30 because the bar's closed. Well, his bar carries it. And it's about 2:33. He's sitting at the thing playing on the machine, gambling, feeding it $100 bills. And next morning, we hear a knock on our door. And who is it, Dimitri? How bad did he look, man?
Oh, my God. His face was so puffy from just, you could tell he had a rough
yeah,
night.
Yeah, just sitting there.
Been right around the ringer, dude.
Yeah, he looked like he got fucking power blasted by those machines. He slept maybe 45 minutes. I mean,
and then remember we went to that restaurant and we were so hammered. It was like 4 in the morning.
Oh, yeah. And I got food poisoning.
Yeah, I'll tell you why. No. Because his ass was hanging out, and he's, like, talking to me, and he's bending over, and the whole fucking restaurant is looking. And the owner of the place goes, sir, excuse me, could you please sit down or pull your pants up? Because you are mooning the entire restaurant. And then he goes, I don't give a fuck who I'm mooning. Just bring my fucking food.
And you got food poisoning.
So that's
the
same day that I fucking broke my ribs and shit. So
shocking. All
that, this is all in one day's period. All that shit happens. And then the nightcap to that fucking horrible ass / great day was me getting food poisoning. I got a burger, and at first, you never cuss a waiter out. You're like, that's bringing you food.
Of course
you don't,
not, dude.
You don't, that's just stupid.
Yeah,
and if you don't know that, you're a fucking idiot.
Somebody's going to go with
why did you do it
then?
Because I was shitbag wasted. I would never do that normal. But,
when are you ever normal?
There's no telling what happened to your food before
I got a burger, and that's like the easiest thing to fuck with.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Oh, man. And the whole night, like, I was starving the next day, and we weren't leaving for a while. I'm like, I'm not getting any. Like, the smell of the hotel made me sick. That whole night, I was, like, laying on the fucking tiles of the floor in the bathroom, throwing up and then shitting blood. Throwing up, shitting blood. Didn't sleep a minute.
Now, the blood shitting is because of your...
The ribs, yeah.
The ribs. Yeah. Okay, got it. All right. Oh, my God.
And then the food poisoning just made me throw up over and over.
Wait, you got broken ribs and shitting blood and food poisoning all at the same time. I would have just killed myself right there, man.
So then that's the point I'm going to get to. That's why Vegas is the death of you. And then at the nighttime, it seems like, this is the spot to bring it in. But when the sun rises, you just want to kill yourself.
The worst thing ever is like looking at sunset or at the Vegas Strip at like 10 in the morning.
Yeah, after you've been through the ringer the night before. You know what I mean? Like, you just look out and you just see that.
Like, I want to either die or get the fuck out of here right this instant.
And that's what made it so horrible about him losing his fucking ticket. The fact, like I said, I could have dealt with it anywhere, but.
Hang on. It's Darren. You know what? We got to cut to a song. Hey, you out front?
Hey, no, we just need a lot of traffic. So we're going to be there in a few minutes, okay?
All right, sounds good.
Okay.
Bye.
You just cut.
Say traffic. Sorry.
Name a song that you want to do.
Where were you going with that?
That's what made me so fucking pissed off that he lost his ticket. We literally were at a bar, maybe 5 terminals down from where our flight was taken off at, and this idiot loses everything. You lose everything, and you call me a fucking idiot because I lose shit. You are 20 times worse than me. He just has the money to replace what he loses.
I got $1,000 for doing this autograph thing with Gina Lynn, and it was all in hundreds, and you know. I don't know.
Don't tell me the story, dude, because I will kill you. I will go across the table and strangle you to death right now, dude.
No, you don't understand, dude. I went out to go hit a few golf balls in the backyard, and I just see, like, a $100 bill floating out in the yard. I'm like, what the hell? Was that from the night before or something? Because it was in the morning. It was the first time I went outside, and I know damn well it was mine. So, I mean.
Could have been mine.
And then I...
Yeah.
And then I think I right. I found one just like stashed in the behind my seat in my car.
Dude, on the way to the airport, he pulls his jacket out of the back and he starts digging through it. Hundo out of this pocket, like dude, he forgets where he loses everything. You never even would have known.
When
that
I first started, before I met you, Bam, when I was like on my way to your house for the first time, I talked to Terry, and Terry was like, "No, man, don't give him a recorder or anything. He'll lose it within 5 minutes."
There's another witness to
the history.
The thing
of Bam.
Is, though, dude, I'm paper rich. I hardly ever have cash because like Phil won't give me like a Mac card or anything.
Yeah.
I just have credit cards so he could see what I'm spending money on. So whenever I do get cash, I'm just like, woohoo! I have actual money.
Yeah, and it makes you... Yeah.
I mean, I have like 10 or 12 credit cards that, you know, I just swipe it right through. But like, you know, if you wanted $10 for a cab ride, I probably wouldn't have it.
Yeah.
You know?
If you wanted to buy something out of a little snack machine out there, you couldn't do it.
I felt bad for you, Bam.
So, yeah, that's what was so hard about him losing his ticket. The fact that, A, we were 5 terminals away from where I was at. How could he lose it in that small period of time of a walk? And the fact that we just were so cashed from Vegas, we could not wait to get the fuck out of Dodge. And I'm like, oh, I just can't wait to get on this flight. As soon as it fucking lifts off, man, I will be in heaven. And they're boarding it, and they're like, and Bam Bam's like, I lost my ticket. I'm like, fuck, we cannot be delayed here any longer. So he starts running up and down the terminal. Finally, everyone's on the plane, and they're getting ready to shut the door. And I'm like, please just wait one more second. Can you? My buddy's like, we have tickets. Look, here's mine. And somehow I pulled a string, and I don't know how that. The guy, like, did something on the computer or whatever and let him through without a ticket, but knew that he had one, so.
Wow, dude. Hey, one last question about that. Dimitri, have you ever asked him how much money he's lost at one time?
I've never asked him the actual amount of, you know, like, at one time. Because he just goes and, you know, I think it's just like a drug addict. Like, when I was hooked on smack, I could never tell you how much, what was the biggest amount I ever got ripped off. Because I constantly was, or how much money I lost in a day. Because it was a constant thing, you know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
And then it becomes so big that you just, it doesn't even matter anymore. You put it out of your head because it's just too depressing and miserable to think about.
Jeez.
So he probably couldn't even give me a time, because it happens to him every time. He never leaves the casino up. He's always way down. Everybody's always way.
Remember when we cruised over the hill, and then as soon as you could see the lights of Vegas, like, you could see Dimitri's hands, like, going like this. Like, he just couldn't wait to get there.
Yeah, and that's when we were interviewing him about him. I was like, dude, as soon as we get there, I've already called GA, Gamblers Anonymous, and we're going to, you know, how you feel? Because you're getting ready to go to rehab, buddy. And he's like, see, look how far that is. And we're like, dude, it's right fucking there. But, you know what I mean? That's just like an addict. Like, if it's 20 blocks, that's so far.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If you're an addict and you got to wait 20 minutes away, it's so long. If you need something now, you know?
Yeah.
And he totally has it.
Wow.
He's an addict.
Amazing.
Of gambling.
All right, I'm going to cut to a song. I'm actually going to play a Rat song because I just found out they're playing at the Note on December 12th.
Oh, awesome.
2 days after my birthday.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we got to hear Round and Round.
Yeah, dude. What comes around goes around.
Rat at the Note, December 12th, Radio Bam, Series 28.
Faction.
Put you
going hot right now.
Stop. Run for your life.
Look what we found in Don Vito's ass.
Howdy-ho.
This is Radio Bam, baby.
Faction.
That was Rat, Radio Bam, Series 28 Faction, and I just got a call from Darren, and he's stuck in traffic, because L.A. traffic is probably the worst, so
it is.
I guess we're going to have to catch him next time. But
at least Novak had a chance to wipe.
Yeah, I did.
Which we all appreciate, being in this little room.
Oh, man, last night, he was so wasted on red wine. I think you had
blacked out.
You had over two bottles. And the best part about when somebody's blacked out, they always insist that they're fine and they're not annoying. And what else were you saying?
Yeah, I could walk,
walk in a straight line.
And I remember everything. Yeah. I know what I'm talking about.
I'm fine. I know what I'm talking about. I remember everything. He didn't remember a goddamn thing. And there's this drunk-ass girl on the phone outside of the Rainbow. And it was me, Villa, and Novak. And I think she recognized me, maybe, but she was annihilated, and she was asking where the Saddle Ranch was, and I said it's fucking eight blocks that way, and then she just started following us, and she's asking us if, like, if it's really that way and all this stuff, and Novak got so fed up with her. He's like, you know what, bitch? We didn't even invite you to walk with us, so why don't you just...
His kid, I don't even know this.
Then he's telling her how much of a bitch she is, and then he's not even looking where he's walking, and he nails this fire hydrant.
Walk
so
right into a fire hydrant.
Tumbles over the fire hydrant.
It's karma, man.
And he just goes, ow, now that hurt. and then she's like... She's like, your friend is an asshole. And I'm just like, and he goes, you know what? I am an asshole and you want to see it? And then he just pulls his pants down. Oh. And
I'm like,
just,
I'll show you an asshole, bitch.
And moons her for like at least a good 10 seconds of your just sick, minging butthole.
Like, I spread my ass cheeks apart, like bent over, spread them wide apart so she could see nothing but my minging asshole.
Oh, no.
The hole.
Then we go back to the Sunset Marquee and. Oh. Then we were talking to this guy who lives in PA, and you know, so we were talking about how close we live and all this shit. And then Novak insisted that he needed a copy of his book. So then he went all the way to the room, which is really far. The key didn't work. Comes all the way back. I have to give him another key. Goes all the way there, still doesn't work. So then he had to go to the reception to get another key. Then he comes back, and then his buddy, who he gave the book to, the guy's friend, he goes, what is this, a glamour shot on the back? And he's like, what? Family shot? Fuck you, motherfucker. That's the back picture of the book. It's a picture. It's not a family shot. It doesn't even make any sense.
I'm fucking idiot. Fucking moron. But I was like, I woke up this morning and I didn't know what happened or what I did. And he's telling me all stuff. I'm like, dude, that's great. This buddy probably, they probably just burnt the book. And he's like, no, he was actually stoked and kept all your drinks were on him last night.
Yes.
So that's what I mean.
Dude, you're supposed to like casually sip red wine. Like, you were guzzling it like it was a fucking Gatorade after a skate sesh.
And then when I tried to get the waitress, when I trying to hook up with her or something, you kept saying, what were you, you can't do that here.
You can't do that here, Novak. She's working. Like, even if she was into you, it doesn't matter because she's working.
And I was like, I mean, I wasn't just talking to her. I think I was like grabbing her. Like holding her so she couldn't leave.
You're
like
whispering her in her ear and stuff.
That's the next name of the next Novak book is You Can't Do That Here.
That's good. That's fucking brilliant.
That's awesome, man.
You can't do that here.
Yeah.
You got a pen over there? I can write that down.
It is Brandon Novak with Will Pendarvis.
You can't do that here.
That's a good fucking title.
Yeah, there you go.
This whole trip is You Can't Do That. Can't say that.
That's awesome.
And the hardest part is, you know, like, I saw the demise of the whole thing, too, because Villa wanted to leave the Rainbow and go back to the hotel, and Novak just got a brand new red wine, and instead of just leaving it, he had to guzzle the whole thing, and I was like, dude, that's gonna kick in 10 minutes, and then you're gonna be a fucking asshole. Watch. I'm not being one. And then, sure enough,
it was a demise.
Blabbermouth.
That's what I remember. That's like, I remember that last part of guzzling the glass of wine. It was a full, almost to the brim. She was giving us like a lot of, she gave me a lot of wine. So it was almost to the brim of a wine glass, all down in one, like it was a shot. You know what I mean? And then it just hit me on the walk, and that's when I apparently cussed the girl out and tripped over the fire hydrant and showed her my asshole. Then we ordered a burger. I don't know.
Dude, you know, they make movies like that take place all in one night. All the time. I'm telling you, man. I mean, you just take one of those days' experiences, and it's a true story. Yeah. I mean, if you made a movie out of that shit, it would be awesome. Really, dude, in one day, you got way more stuff going on in your life than people have in their lifetimes.
See, and that's
man.
That's people are like, you're too fucked up. You get too fucked up. But look at all the shit that comes from being too fucked up. It's brilliant.
Yeah, it's too bad you don't remember any of it.
Oh, man.
And the hardest part is, you know, because Villa hasn't drank, he hasn't touched anything in over a year.
Almost two, probably.
A year and a half or something like that. So, you know, like, you really need to pay attention to a sober dude at a bar because everybody's usually on the same page, but now you have to watch, like, all right, are we being out of line because he's sober and we're not. You know?
But apparently we drank red wine the night before, and we got tipsy, man. And
Villa said that was the best time he's had in ages.
Almost, he said in the last year and a half, 2 years, he hasn't laughed so hard. Had the best time, you know what I mean, since he's been sober. So,
what is Villa doing? Is him making an album? Is he doing a solo thing?
Right now, he's just here having meetings with the record labels and
figuring out what he's going to do?
Yeah, he has a bunch of shows coming up in December in Finland. And but other than that, I don't think he's not going to work on an album anytime soon. I know that.
Wow. And what about CKY?
Oh, yeah, they have their album's done. I heard the whole thing is fucking great. As a matter of fact, Kat just gave me this CKY tattoo.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, he got work done by Kat last night.
Yeah.
She came out with us, too.
Man, I wish Kat would work on me.
You're supposed to get,
oh, yeah,
where's my needle on his right arm, and then the needle on his left arm, and it says, oh, there it is.
That's awesome.
She says she penciled me in, so...
Nikki wants to meet you too.
Does he?
Yeah, because she told him the story about when I buzzed your head, and and you had like an old man. I buzzed the top of his head, and then I left the rest of the hair on the sides out, so it looked like.
And I had a hat on.
So he had a hat on, and he took this college girl home back to my house. This was a long time ago, but he was eating her out, and
with the hat on.
And then she's like feeling his head, and then takes the hat off, and then she sees that he totally forgets that his hair is like that, and she's like, "What the fuck, dude?" She sobered up real quick.
She literally like catapulted off her back, and her pussy left my mouth without even using her hands. Just fucking pulled a worm move, and fucking she started wiggling like a fucking worm.
So Kat was laughing so bad that she told Nikki the story, and he's like, "I want to meet this dude." That's plus, awesome. I gave Nikki your book, so you probably finished reading it by now. I gave it to him a month ago.
We definitely have a lot in common. I'd love to meet the guy. No question.
Yeah, that's awesome.
My bad. That we did yesterday. We filmed. You did the Fuel TV.
Fuel TV Daily Habit.
When is that going to be on the air?
It's going to be on November 25th and 26th, and they actually said that was the best Daily Habit they've ever had because I insisted that Novak came on with me.
Oh, no.
See what happens when I come on?
I put an egg in it. I made this dude hold an egg against his face, and then I drop kicked him with both feet. And then,
from a running distance, like...
Dimmu Borgir played.
Dimmu Borgir.
Black metal from true Norwegian black metal.
Oh, they're pure Vikings.
Oh, it was awesome. Yeah. And everybody, the whole place was so excited that they were in there because... It's probably one of the bigger bands that they've had play there.
It was definitely a great combination, with you and them and the chaos.
Remember
they were causing.
The bass player was just slugging the whiskey.
Yeah, he was shit-faced
was like
at 12 in the
12
afternoon.
O'clock in the afternoon.
He just has a plastic cup and just nothing but whiskey in there, fucking like I was drinking red wine last night.
Now, are you also supposed to be on Howard Stern at some point?
Yeah, I'm going to be on that on, what is it, the 19th?
I think 19th.
The 19th.
Yeah.
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 Yeah, I'm going to do Howard. I'm doing a bunch of shit for the Where the F is Santa movie in Ming Hags.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And when is that shit coming out? I mean, Santa movie is that's coming out on DVD, right?
December 2nd, and Ming Hags comes out Thanksgiving. Yeah.
Awesome.
Sweet. A lot of shit in the works.
Yeah. Oh, we just got back from Jared Leto's house, too. He was playing us some new music.
Sounds awesome.
Yeah, he just got back from London today.
I actually think that guy gets a fair break, man. I mean, just because, you know, he acts and stuff doesn't mean that, you know, he's not a real musician. I think people hold it against him that he acts. But, you know, when me and you went up there to Bakersfield and saw him play, I was really impressed with
him. Yeah.
He said he won 2 awards over there for the VMAs.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
He hosted. It is funny how people, like, they just, they have to hate, like, you're not a musician, you're an actor. You're not a, like,
why can't you do 2 things?
Yeah.
With the,
you know what? And also, it's like everybody's chick wants to do the guy, so of course all dudes hate that guy, you know?
But it can also be the devil's advocate, because he could also sell out shows at every venue he goes to, because Jared Leto's on stage. The actor.
But dude, man, he gained like all that weight to do that movie.
I know.
And, like, nobody's ever seen that movie.
Which one?
The one where he gained all the weight.
Chapter 27
or something? To play the guy who shot John Lennon,
we were talking about that today.
He gained a shitload of weight.
Have you seen it?
No, nobody's seen it.
I've seen it.
I want to know at the, because I watched half of it and then I had to leave to go somewhere. I want to know why he shot him.
Oh.
Well, I guess why the guy kill Lennon? I mean, because it was basically like a autobiography. Like, they followed it to why.
I mean, dude, that's commitment. If you're going to gain fucking 70 pounds for a movie role and then lose it all
Saw him, and he's fucking just as skinny as he was before he played that role.
I mean, you got to look up pictures online of this, because the dude is a big bucket of goo, man. He is fat.
Yeah.
And he did this for a movie role. And a movie role that's not like a big block. It's not like, you know, Raging Bull or something. It's not a big blockbuster movie. Yeah. It's like a little independent film that he did this for. That's commitment, man. You got to admire the guy for that.
Dude, he just works. He flew in from London. We show up at his house early, and his assistant answers the door. And she didn't really, I don't think she recognized Bam. And she didn't know, obviously she didn't know who I was. And
I'm here to see Jared. Is he here? She's like, no. I'm like, well, I just talked to him. He said he's on the way from the airport from London, and he told me to come over because he wanted to film some stuff. And she thought I was lying or something.
Kind of like a fan stalking outside.
Yeah,
like,
totally. So
but
like,
you had too much information, though.
Right.
Yeah, once you said the London thing, I think that's what made it, because it's his assistant, basically, is what she is.
Yeah.
So she had to kind of be weary anyways.
Yeah.
And so then she's like, okay, do you want to come in? I'm like, I'll just chill by the pool. It's okay. Like, she just didn't know what to do.
Yeah.
You should have just said trick or treat.
Trick or treat.
Oh, man.
Freak them out.
All right. I think it's almost time to go, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. You don't have any new CK. When are you going to play some new CKY on your show?
I'm dying to. You know how bad it kills me to own the new CKY album, and the only people I could play it to is the people who are at my house that day? You know, other than that, I can't play it, but, like,
what do you think? When will they let you do it?
That's a Chad question.
What about if you get Darren in here next week or something? Do you think he might? Maybe? Slight chance?
I doubt it.
Record label angriness.
Chad's so over. He protects that thing like a newborn child, man.
Yeah.
I remember when he's like, oh, I left the CD up in my truck. I'm like, you want me to grab it for you? He's like, I'll get that.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, he doesn't let anyone tell him. Of course, Bam has a copy, but I mean, it doesn't go anywhere without Chad. It's like carrying, you know, like a briefcase to your arm.
What do you want to play instead?
I want to play Lacrimis Profunde, and we are out of here. Radio Bam Series 28 Faction, signing off from Los Angeles, Will Pendarvis and Novak.
The author. Buy my book.
Rock and roll.
Dream seller.
Later.
Bye.
Radio Bam.
That's Radio Bam for this week.
We're done.
Tune in next week for more.
You can leave now.
It's Radio Bam.
Radio Bam every Monday, 7 to 4 p.m.
Radio Bam every Monday, 7 Eastern, 4 Pacific.
Email me now at Radio Bam.
Why don't you take a picture of your sweet white ass and send it on over to Radio Bam at Sirius-Radio.com.
Call Radio Bam at 877-PORN-BAG.
That's 877-PORN-BAG.
Sweet dreams, Peapod.
Bye, everybody. See you next week.
Faction.
Later.